on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Thursday afternoon. It's been a pretty nice day today, a little cloudy, but temperature-wise, no complaints on my part. Busy day today. We're going to go to Matt Coughlin here in just a second, airport director at Pensacola International. He's got some comments about the terrible, horrible airline and military helicopter crash in Washington, D.C. last evening in the Potomac. Matt will have some comments on that in terms of what we're doing here locally. So we'll talk to Matt on that one in just a few minutes. Also, very interesting day today. If you were around in the late 60s, early 70s, you could look into the Pensacola skies and see Bob Snow flying his biplane and carrying those banners and skywriting. Bob passed away in Orlando this week. Actually, it was on January 24th. Seville Quarter is going to be holding a memorial service for him on Sunday at 2. But Buck Mitchell from Seville Quarter, he joins us today live, 5:12. And we're going to, him and I are going to put on our little memory caps and take you back a little bit in time in terms of what was going back and how the whole Seville complex got started through Bob and the impression he left in the Pensacola business community and also a personal community here in Pensacola. We're going to talk Bob Snow today at 5:12, and stocks closing higher today. They sure did. They were boosted by earnings reports from companies like Meta, Tesla, and Jerry Willis, all over the numbers from New York.
Tech stocks in focus on the day, all three major averages ending in the green. The Dow higher by 168 points, the S&P rising 31, the NASDAQ rising 49. Investors weighing a flood of earnings and economics data. Meta and Tesla moving higher on good earnings news. Meta topping $700 a share for the first time. Beleaguered NVIDIA trading lower on reports the U.S. is weighing additional limits on chip sales to China. Shares of the AI chip maker under pressure this week on news of a China-based rival. Meanwhile, GDP growth cooled to 2.3% in the fourth quarter from 3.1% in the third. All eyes will be on tomorrow's PCE inflation report, the Fed's favorite gauge of price growth. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Already 4:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. And spoiler alert, it's much needed. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at generatorsource.com. Looking at the roads here, we recently had a texter. You can always text in if you have any concerns or questions, 850-437-1620. Let us know that I-10 West backed up to Davis Highway. He said it looks like FHP was working on an accident closer to Highway 29, and traffic was backing up onto the ramp to 10 as well. And it looks like we do still have congestion in that area. We typically do already, but it's slightly worse at this time. Also have some backups where Brent Lane meets Palafox Street. There was an accident reported there, so there's a lot of congestion on Brent Lane traveling westbound. And where Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue meet, we typically have issues there, but they are looking worse than usual. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 66 degrees. It's been kind of cloudy out there. Tonight may have some patchy fog with a low of 62. Tomorrow, got that rainfall coming in, high of 71, low of 49.
4:17 News Radio 92.3. We're getting some local reaction to the tragic airplane military helicopter crash in Washington. Pensacola Airport Director Matt Coughlin says there could be several reasons for that accident.
Like any, aviation mishap, we talk a lot about the Swiss cheese model, and when you line up all the holes in the Swiss cheese, those being either causal factors or contributing factors, and you can put a pencil through that cheese, they all line up, and then that results in a mishap.
Well, Coughlin says while we have a busy airspace here in Pensacola, of course, with the combination of military and civilian aircraft, the safety record in our area, pretty darn good.
They'll go as far back. They'll look at pilot and air crew histories, what they did for the last 36 hours. They will go so far in depth on investigating this, but at the end of the day, they'll come out with what the anomaly was and really what caused the accident.
All righty. And one of our top stories here nationally, confirmation hearings for President Trump's picks for key government positions are done for today on Capitol Hill. Kash Patel went before senators as he's been selected to lead the FBI. Tulsi Gabbard was grilled today in her effort to become director of national intelligence, and it was day two for RFK Jr. He was a big name yesterday. He faced tough questions in his bid to become Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Yeah, well, we're talking about RFK Jr., Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Was on the Hill today for the second day of his Senate confirmation hearing. Hillary Vaughn dissects it a little bit more in the latest from Capitol Hill.
Democrats in this confirmation hearing spent time defending Big Pharma and the healthcare industry and questioned Kennedy for his skepticism on a number of things, from food safety to vaccines. They have taken in thousands of political donations from Big Pharma and Big Health. Senator Bennett receiving over $65,000, Senator Ron Wyden getting $250,000 in the 2022 cycle. Other Democrats, like Senator Elizabeth Warren, grilled Kennedy over concerns that he might profit from the healthcare industry through his role at HHS, but she has profited herself. Senator Warren has raked in over $4 million from healthcare-related industries.
Alrighty. It's already 4:19. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. We're going to take a quick break here. When we return, the U.S. Coast Guard is continuing its mission in South Florida to prevent people from entering the country illegally. How it's trying to do that and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin. Price 423. Here's something that's very alarming, especially with the recent airliner military copter crash last night in Washington, D.C. They're saying the control operator was working two different sections at the same time. Won't get into that because I'm not really familiar with what this is, just breaking, but we will keep you posted on that. But while we're talking about airport controllers, I just pulled this story out here because it really is alarming. An airport in California's Bay Area will lose its air traffic controllers this week. Christian Goodwin has more on this situation.
In a post online, San Carlos Airport manager Gretchen Kelly reveals starting Saturday, the airport's tower will be unstaffed, explaining air traffic controllers resigned after the FAA awarded a new contract for services that would pay workers significantly less. Adding a request for temporary FAA staffing at the tower was denied. While pilots learn to take off and land at airports with manned and unmanned towers, and this airport has been categorized by the FAA as a Class D airspace, Kelly stresses the critical need for controllers, citing its high traffic volume. The change comes as the nation reels from the deadly crash between a military helicopter and an American Airlines passenger jet in Washington, D.C. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:25 here. Excuse me. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. All right, several spots of note here in Pensacola. Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. Got some backups there. Still got some heavy congestion where Brent Lane turns into Beverly Parkway at the intersection with Palafox Street. Had an accident there causing some backups. On 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, we've got some issues there as well. And on Highway 29, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, those are just some of the biggest spots in Pensacola. Outside of that, if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing through Windhaven Beach, congestion there is greatly increased by an accident report that we have near the Walmart Supercenter. Be on the lookout for that. And we have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, overcast, 66 degrees. Tonight's low is 62.
Okay, 426 News Radio 92.3. Wondering if those kids in Escambia County are going to be making up that snow day that they missed last week?
I have been wondering that.
Yes, they are. Public schools confirming students will make up one snow day that was missed last week. They're going to make this date up on May 17th. The makeup day is necessary to ensure ECPS remains in compliance with the Florida Department of Education instructional time parameters.
Yeah.
A lot of parents wondering about that one.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, it's not a surprise. You know, back when I was in school, I'd miss for like hurricane days or something, and they'd try to make it up. Mentioned this before the break, U.S. Coast Guard continuing its mission in South Florida to prevent people from entering the country illegally. Officials brought a dozen immigrants back to Cuba following two recent attempts. One of the incidents involved a group of migrants who were caught on a raft about 21 miles from the Florida Keys earlier this month. The Coast Guard has recently talked about how it's planning to send more resources to South Florida in order to reinforce coastal borders. And just yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis posted on X about how Florida would be happy to send flights of deportees from Florida to Cuba.
Okay, one of the critical issues at Tulsi Gabbard's Senate confirmation hearings today were her thoughts on a warrantless spy tool our intelligence community has access to. Jessica Rosenthal has more on this trending story.
Many senators, including Virginia Democrat Mark Warner, Intelligence Committee ranking member, expressed concern over Tulsi Gabbard's concern about FISA Section 702, which gives intelligence agencies the ability to spy on foreign persons and communications without a warrant.
I don't find your change of heart credible.
He said he was worried that she told a Democratic senator she supported the need to get a warrant, but seemed to tell other senators differently. Later in the hearing, Gabbard said she did view 702 as an important tool.
There are a number of areas that we would be blind
from a national security perspective without this capability.
But she said she hoped its use would be balanced with protecting the Fourth Amendment rights of U.S. citizens. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And much of Florida experiencing an uptick in flu cases. The State Department of Health's latest report shows that the number of flu-related emergency room visits went up for the week ending on January 25th. There were also nearly a dozen outbreaks reported in the state during the same span of time. And the agency says there were only 13 counties that did not see a rise in influenza infections.
So is there a border war developing between the U.S. and Canada due to tariffs? Well, Alberta, Canada is looking to avoid looming tariffs that are days away from going into effect. And, well, here's Linda Hu. She's there with the province's premier, Danielle Smith.
Premier Smith told me she is doing everything she can to address President Trump's concerns about border security and the flow of illegal drugs across the borders. She's not sure whether her efforts will be enough to avoid those 25% tariffs, but she's certainly going to try. Controlling the borders means that they can stop the flow of deadly fentanyl, which is a major concern for President Trump. And consider this, that along the Canadian border just last year, they seized roughly 11,500 pounds of illegal drugs. It's just a tiny fraction of the amount of drugs that were seized at the southern border, which is more than 275,000 pounds.
Okay, and just to kind of summarize that, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith is vowing to strengthen the province's border with the U.S. in an attempt to avert the impact of American tariffs.
Premier Smith tells me she hopes that this investment of provincial money to the border here will help show President Trump that the people of Alberta take border security very seriously. But she also admits she's not sure whether that commitment of millions of dollars will be enough to help the country avoid tariffs starting this weekend.
We don't want to get involved in a protracted tariff fight. And we really think that we can work together.
And that $20 million from Alberta allows the deployment of 50 sheriff's deputies across Alberta's near 200-mile stretch of the border.
All righty, just about 4:30 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Our Fox News break coming up. President Trump threatening to send illegal immigrants to Guantanamo Bay. We touched on that earlier this week. Congressman Chip Roy loves the idea. The Texas Republican says the plan is both creative and innovative, but the president of Cuba has other words. Miguel Diaz-Canel called it an act of brutality. So we got some clashing views here, Chris.
Okay, 5:12 will be Buck Mitchell taking front and center here at the mic. We'll be talking about the legendary Bob Snow and what Seville Quarter has planned for this weekend's recap.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. An investigation is underway following last night's crash of an American Airlines jet and Army helicopter near Washington. 67 are dead. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The NTSB is just getting started on its look at this deadly accident. Board member Todd Inman promises,
"We will help find out what happened. We will do it factually, and we will do it accurately."
Inman said those facts will come from looking at the conditions, the crew's preparation, and internal systems of both involved aircraft.
The American flight was attempting to land at Reagan National Airport. Recovery crews are searching the icy waters of the Potomac River, recovering the remains of several victims. President Trump offering praise.
The local, state, federal, military, including the United States Coast Guard in particular. They've done a phenomenal job.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of United Parcel Service plunged more than 15% today after the company issued weak revenue guidance for the year, saying it plans to cut deliveries for its largest customer, Amazon, by more than half. The shipping giant says it reached an agreement in principle with Amazon to lower its volume by more than 50% by the second half of 2026. Meanwhile, stocks finished higher today on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining 168 points, the S&P 500 grew by 31, and the NASDAQ reversed earlier losses, gaining 49 points. Signed contracts on existing homes dropped by 5.5% in December, according to the National Association of Realtors. The drop followed four straight months of gains and is now at its lowest level since August. Home buying demand doesn't appear to be bouncing back in January, according to the industry association. Crude oil futures for March under $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Commissioner Adam Silver the other day on the Dan Patrick Show talked about reducing the NBA quarter length from 12 minutes to 10 minutes. And if the commissioner thinks this will fix the load management issue the NBA has, then he's greatly mistaken. The NBA should cut the regular season down instead of shortening the time of the games, but we all know he would never do that because ultimately, it's all about the money. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bet credits. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you could be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000 in credits. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada. BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot subject to rules. See BetMGM.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Subject to eligibility requirements, bonus bets are unrestricted rewards credits that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the possible confirmation of Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense. We had a really interesting interview with a representative from the Postal Service about why the weather caused there to not be mail delivery and how they're going to be resuming that service. We also did two candidate interviews for Tuesday's primary, current CFO of the state of Florida, Jimmy Patronis, and John Mills as well. Plus, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we canceled Trump like 16 different ways, in jest. You can always catch the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. If you remember, I mentioned to you last weekend I binged with Happy Days. Remember, yes. I told you I did that? Laverne and Shirley this week. You can see how I'm playing out my weekend here. But when you play that song, that reminds me of the Happy Days TV series.
Good, old school.
Good feelings about that one. I do like that a lot. I guess we're all getting ready for Super Bowl. No, not this weekend. They're playing flag football this weekend. Disguising that as the Pro Bowl, but the big daddy of them all comes up next Sunday, and of course it's Philadelphia, Kansas City. Security preps have been enhanced in New Orleans for next week's Super Bowl, and Fox's Kevin Urinsky has more details on the trending story.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says there will be two enhanced security zones, one in the French Quarter and one around the Superdome, which will aim to balance protection and freedom. He says public awareness is key, and that data shows when people are actively aware and looking for potential problems.
Those that seek to create mass casualty events will seek another place to do that.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says the city is an experienced Super Bowl host, but
we're still going above and beyond what we've seen in the past.
She says she's absolutely confident Super Bowl week and the game itself will be safe. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Alrighty, speaking of the NFL, Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker in a bit of a pickle. He's being accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by several massage therapists. Ah, yes, NFL fans have heard this story before. According to the Baltimore Banner, six massage therapists say Tucker exposed himself to them. According to the story, five of the women say Tucker asked them to massage him while he was sexually excited. Attorneys for Tucker deny the allegations, saying they are impossible to prove.
All right, boy.
That's not great wording, though. You should be saying, I didn't do it. You shouldn't say, you can't prove it. That sounds a bit more damning.
I've got a better word for you, or better couple of words for you. No comment. This weekend is another brutal matchup for the Ice Flyers. Pensacola facing Roanoke Friday and Saturday night. The Bay Center. Friday, you can help beat childhood cancer with the Rally Foundation. Then Saturday, it is Le Bon Temps Roulé, Mardi Gras night. On the ice, puck dropping 7:05 for both of those events.
All righty. And speaking of events that are going on, tonight we've got three men's basketball ranked teams, that is. Let's see. Getting underway at 7:30, we got number 18 Illinois traveling to Nebraska. At 8 o'clock, we got number 19 Memphis traveling to Tulane. And at 9:30, we got number 16 Oregon traveling to UCLA.
Okay, one more kind of hit on sports here I want to pass on to you. Michigan hockey doctor already facing multiple charges accused of abusing players in Minnesota has surfaced, and Jeff Manasso has the story.
Dr. Zvi Levron charged Wednesday in Otter Tail County, Minnesota, with multiple counts of criminal sexual conduct in alleged abuse that dates back to 2014, when he served as a hockey doctor in the area. Victims came forward after Levron was charged with similar crimes in Farmington Hills, Michigan. He was originally arrested in 2022 on multiple counts of criminal sexual conduct for abusing teenage hockey players as a doctor during examinations. Levron remains in custody in the Oakland County, Michigan jail. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty. Also here, this is just a little last quick hitter for sports, at least for me. NBA player Terry Rozier under fire for an illegal betting scheme. The Wall Street Journal first reported that federal prosecutors are investigating the NBA vet. A gambling ring accused of conspiring with Jontay Porter to control his performance in NBA games also bet heavily against Rozier in a 2023 Hornets game. NBA spokesperson Mike Bass said in a statement that the league is cooperating with the probe.
We pointed out the other day those new giant pandas returning back to the National Zoo in Washington. Remember we were talking about that? Well, let's talk about the zoo here locally. I'm going to focus in on the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Their reticulated giraffe will once again take center stage.
Really?
It's also something we talked about with Big Hog up in Pennsylvania. Kenya was the star of last year's inaugural Kenya Day Festivals. And as they say, this is from the release here from the nice folks over in Gulf Breeze, said she outshone her world-famous weather prognosticating counterpart, Punxsutawney Phil. So what's happening here? Kenya Day will take place 9:30 Sunday at the giraffe exhibit in the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Kenya will be predicting weather where there'll be six more weeks of winter. But also, here's where here's the thread for sports. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
She's also going to be predicting the winner of the upcoming Super Bowl.
Oh, that's cool.
Going to the giraffes.
Alrighty. Starbucks is planning to cut around 30% of its menu options by the end of the year. It's part of the coffee chain's efforts to stop losing customers after four quarters straight of dipping sales. New CEO Brian Nickel calls the plan back to Starbucks and said the current menu is a bit overwhelming for customers and employees. The chain is also hoping to streamline the ordering process, aiming for drinks to take no longer than 4 minutes to deliver. No word on which items will be getting the axe, but Chris, if you think anything like me, you're probably thinking another way to get more sales is to lower them prices some.
Probably. So, you know, they learned that on the Garcon Bridge. Remember that thing went up to like $4 or so at one time? And then they backed off to $2.75
coming
across. So, and they saw an uptick in frequency of cars, and the rest is now history. Okay. Fair listen, listen, if you were around here in the 70s, late 60s, 70s, early 70s, you knew who Bob Snow was. He was the guy that would fly the biplane around the city carrying banners that was talking about Rosie O'Grady's flying circus, and then he would skyride. This guy was amazing. Bob died in Orlando on the 24th. What we're going to do today, and one of his very closest friends, Buck Mitchell from Seville Quarter, will join us 5:12, about a half an hour from now. We'll take it down memory road and talk about Bob and exactly the memorial service Seville Quarter has ready to go on Sunday at 2 o'clock. So that's coming up at 5:12 on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Coca-Cola is issuing a recall in some countries in Europe. It includes Coke, Sprite, and Minute Maid. The recall is because of higher levels than normal of a chemical called chlorate that could cause health issues. The recalled products were sold in Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands.
All right, listen, if you these darn text messages, and the fake text messages I'm getting at here, but if you received a text message claiming you need to make an urgent payment to SunPass, don't believe it. Blow it off. USF officials say the process is called smishing, combination of short messaging and phishing. You're familiar with this, right?
Yes. This is something, as I said, I think we mentioned it earlier this week.
Absolutely.
Ashley Moody's been big on this.
Rightly so. If you answer the call or text, scammers know your number is live and will continue to contact you. So maybe just check out from where, you know, it's so darn hard to tell what's real because they've got this thing down to a science where it's like, it looks like a local call.
Right.
Picking this, oh, this has got to be somebody locally. And it's a stupid robocalls or somebody on there. Hello there, dear teacher, I want to sell you some money. Get out of here. You've heard them all. Anyway, just don't pick up the darn phone.
That's smart.
Then they don't know if you're alive or not.
Yeah, and hopefully if they think you're dead, they'll take you off the call list. Let's see. Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, got several spots of note. Got some backups on I-10. If you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, there was an accident reported there earlier. Also have accidents reported at the intersection where Brent Lane meets Palafox Street, turns into Beverly Parkway. We've still got some backups over there. And on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, along with Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. So all kinds of fun in Pensacola. But also, we had some issues on Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach, there was an accident there, adding to their usual evening congestion. As for the weather, 66 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Could be foggy this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a rainy Friday, high of 71, low of 49.
Okay, 4:45, News Radio 92.3. If you remember, at the end of last week or so, we had Amy Marquez on from Pensacola Sports talking about the double bridge run.
Right.
You know, that gets underway Saturday. Going to be a little warmer this year, according to your forecast, so I'm holding you to that. So we're all excited. One of the country's premier 15K races. Going to be trying to connect with maybe Ray Palmer tomorrow. Get an update the day before the race, how things are going and the good vibe that's going on around the double bridge run. Happens Saturday. Should be a good one.
All righty. You know what I think is good, too?
What's that?
What California researchers from UC Davis are doing, the researchers from there and elsewhere, actually, have set out to determine whether communication with a humpback whale can teach us how to talk with extraterrestrials. Dr. Fred Sharp says the interaction was designed to eventually help detect and interpret signals coming from outer space, and scientists visited the waters of southeast Alaska, where they believe they recorded what might be the very first human-whale communication. So apparently we're talking with whales now, and that can snowball into talking with E.T.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, the future's now.
Okay, a disappointing reading on economic growth for the holiday quarter. Yeah, don't want to hear it. Ginny Casella has more.
The economy expanded at a slower-than-expected pace at the end of last year, though Americans continued to spend. The gross domestic product rose 2.3% in the fourth quarter. Economists were anticipating a 2.5% increase. Even though that number was weaker than forecast, consumer spending rose 4.2% in the quarter. There were fewer people filing for unemployment benefits last week. New claims declined by 16,000 to 207,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, declined by 42,000 to 1.85 million. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
All righty, 4:47 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I'd like to let you know of your stock numbers once again. Stocks are closing higher after a volatile day. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 168 points to 44,882. S&P 500 rose 31 points to 6071. And the NASDAQ gained 49 points to 19,681.
Okay, Representative Michelle Saltzman has been pretty darn busy here. Not going to the special session, of course, in Tallahassee, but also working with community partners, launching that Children's Winter Coat Drive. This is to help children stay warm during the remainder of the cold weather season. The drive has collected new coats, and those coats will be delivered tomorrow to Lincoln Park Elementary School. So nice job there from Representative Saltzman out on the road. She's so active all the time. Mm-hmm. Just always out there. Hey, if you're thinking about maybe buying or selling a home, here's your mortgage rates barely budging after the Fed decided to hold those interest rates. Home buyers, home sellers, watching the mortgage numbers. Here it is, Mortgage News Daily. Average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.06%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.48%.
And the GDP is growing less than expected, went up at a 2.3% pace in the fourth quarter, according to the Commerce Department. The Dow Jones reported economists were expecting a 2.5% growth, and that comes after growth of over 3% in the third quarter. For the full year, though, GDP accelerated 2.8% compared to 2.9% in 2023.
Okay, time is clicking here. Homestead exemption, of course, helps homeowners here in Florida save money on property taxes. You have until March the 1st to apply for a homestead exemption and provide evidence of ownership, your social security number and date of birth, as well as proof of Florida residency to apply. Don't let that date slip you by.
You a fan of Chili's?
Yeah, sure.
I love Chili's. Well, anyway, Chili's restaurants are booming right now. Sales at restaurants that have been open at least a year spiked over 30% last quarter. That's its third straight quarter with growth into double digits. It drove its parent company, Brinker International, stock up 16% yesterday. That happened without Chili's raising prices and was pushed up by more customers going to the restaurants. The restaurant received gushing praise in an earnings call, with one analyst saying its turnaround was the best one of all time.
All right, here's a knucklehead story. After Meta removed tampons from men's bathrooms, some employees engaged in acts of defiance, coordinating those quiet rebellions by bringing in their own tampons. Meta employees are in an uproar after the removal of women's sanitary products, which the company had previously provided for non-binary and transgender employees. Don't look at me like me. Don't shoot me. I'm the messenger.
Well, I'm just I'm taking that in. That information.
Well, good.
That's a gray area. As you said, no comment. That's what I need to rip a page out of your book. I don't want to say something controversial here. Ken Flores, an up-and-coming stand-up comedian.
I think the difference is men and women. I mean, just biological sense. This is
right.
This is. Never mind, you're right, no comment.
Ken Flores, an up-and-coming stand-up comedian in Los Angeles, has passed away at the age of just 28. He was found dead in his home on Tuesday afternoon, and the cause of his death isn't clear, but he's originally from Chicago, and he worked with popular comedians like Gabriel Iglesias and Joe Coy.
The latest escalation of a steakhouse showdown between Governor DeSantis and the state's Republican legislative session continues. Well, the governor now has promised to veto a sweeping immigration bill. That bill allocates $500 million. I said that with a B, $500 million, to enforce state and local coordination with federal law enforcement. It would also have meant enhanced criminal penalties for immigrants without legal permission and who commit crimes here in the U.S. DeSantis calls the bill weak and watered down. I don't think that's the last we're going to hear of this.
Probably not.
I'm sure.
Just about 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Chris, something you and I have discussed on this show every now and again is that hit Netflix series Squid Game. Well, Netflix has set the premiere date for the final season of Squid Game, the third and final season, that is. Now, when that premiere date is and more comes up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, a little early Bee Gees today. Yeah. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, hope you're having a great day today. Here's your financial future. I'm going to pull out the crystal ball. Mega Millions coming up tomorrow night, $59 million, $26.5 million. That is your cash option. Then on Saturday night, Powerball, $89 million, $39.6 million. That's your cash option. Both of those games kick off around 10 o'clock in the evening. There is a new method of screening for fast-growing cancer, and it's on the rise. Lisa Brady has more on this.
This is House Call for Health. There could soon be a new way to screen for colon cancer. The traditional method of colon cancer screening is a colonoscopy, but a blood test could become an alternative. Researchers tried the blood test on more than 40,000 people at various sites in the U.S. Patients also underwent a colonoscopy, and researchers compared the results. The experimental test was 81% accurate in detecting the cancer in people with the disease and 90% accurate in ruling out the disease in healthy people. Health experts hope this alternative could boost colon cancer screening rates. The research was published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour, with it being 4:56 already. Let's see. All right, Highway 90, we got some backups traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and westbound coming over Blackwater River. In Navarre, if you are traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, my goodness, you have got a long wave of congestion there that actually reaches back in front of Hurlburt Field. Here in Pensacola, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 miles, still got some backups there, and some on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for the weather, 66 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a rainy Friday, high of 71, low of 49.
Okay, if you remember back in 2004, 2005, we had Ivan and then Katrina kind of impact the coastlines here. And if you remember, if you tried to find a house to rent or buy, that was almost impossible. Everybody was really just grabbing the houses up because they had lost theirs.
Right.
I'm kind of equating this to our hurricane situation with the LA wildfires. There is a report out today that details how much rent prices have spiked across Los Angeles after those wildfires, despite laws preventing price gouging during emergencies. I wonder if they know Ashley Moody here in the state of Florida. Kristen Goodwin has more.
Tenant advocacy group The Rent Brigade collecting data from L.A. apartment listings from January 7th when fires ignited across the county to January 18th, finding more than 1,300 listings of illegal rent increases totaling $7.7 million monthly. Research suggests listings in and around Malibu, near where the Palisades fire broke out, had the most rent-gouged properties. California law prohibits price increases of more than 10% on goods and services, including rentals, during a state of emergency. California Attorney General Rob Bonta has charged at least two real estate agents accused of trying to price gouge an evacuated family and sent more than 500 warning letters to hotels and landlords accused of price gouging. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, a lot of events going on out on the West Coast to help those victims of the fire. In fact, the biggest stars in music gathered in Los Angeles to help fire relief efforts. Michelle Pollino has the trending story.
Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, Joni Mitchell, Anderson .Paak, and more are among the artists headlining the two-stadium event Fire Aid in Los Angeles to aid in the efforts to help those affected by the Southern California wildfires, which began January 7th and destroyed thousands of acres throughout L.A., as well as homes and businesses. 29 people died in the fires. Both the Kia Forum and Intuit Dome will host the event that kicks off at 6 p.m. Pacific and also features Sting, John Fogerty, Stevie Nicks, and more. The event will be broadcast by Apple TV, DirecTV, iHeartRadio, Meta, SiriusXM's exclusive Life with John Mayer channel, YouTube, and more. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All righty, and mentioned this before the break. Netflix setting the premiere date for the final season of Squid Game. The third season will return on June 27th. It promises deadly new games and comes after season two's cliffhanger finale. Netflix said the second season of Squid Game set a record for most views for a show in its premiere week.
Okay, in case you haven't heard, Taylor Swift's boyfriend's team is heading back to the Swifty Bowl this year. The two important things to know that are Swift will be there and Travis Kelce and company have a chance to defend their title.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Now, thanks to this, the market is flooded with Swifty, like Super Bowl themed gear.
Oh,
some of
gosh.
It like Go Taylor's boyfriend. Karma is the guy on the Chiefs. NFL Super Bowl Taylor's version. And then there's some more. Don't forget the Swift Chiefs. Friendship bracelets.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.